ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It is Christmas Eve, 12/24/2020. And oh, I tell you, it's pretty cold where I'm at, and I know a lot of people on the East Coast are really getting slammed with the cold and the snow and the rain. And I talked to some people who just came out of Minnesota this morning. It was -2 up there this morning where they were at. I've got about a 30-40 mile an hour wind, and it's just brutally cold, wind chill. But I'll tell you what, I think about the Lord Jesus on the night of his birth, you know, and I think about it being in a stable, no room at the end, having to travel to pay your taxes, having to go back to the place of birth or to the, you know, where you were at to pay taxes. And I think about it compared to today. It was pretty cold. It was pretty rough. You had Roman soldiers occupying the thing. And I think about, well, what if that was Red Chinese soldiers? Okay. Under China Joe and Commissar Kamala, it just might very well become that. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're entering that time that our Lord Jesus, as he instructed me to do from the very beginning, he's telling you in verse 8 of chapter 24 of Matthew, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, what is the beginning of sorrows? He says all these, but what are the these? Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, what does that mean? That means it's really going to get bad after that. And that doesn't mean that in war the people are not dying by the bushel load. It does not mean that in famines people are not dying by the bushel load. It does not mean that in pestilences or diseases or, you know, COVIDs or the nasty bios to come, I think, that people are not going to die by the billions, perhaps, or hundreds of millions. For then Jesus says, but pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. For the elect's sake. That doesn't mean everybody on the planet skates, does it? Now, the fact of the matter is he tells you all of this, and that's what I've been instructed to tell you. So I could have a happy thing tonight, but the Lord Jesus is telling you in his own red letter words about what is getting ready to happen. And since we are already seeing the famines and the pestilences and the earthquakes in diverse places and wars and rumors of wars and nations rising against nations, are we not then in the beginning of sorrows? So we should think about that tonight and think about, yes, a bit of peace and a bit of joy. and to stretch the time out for a respite, a little bit of a respite, and to thank the Lord Jesus for all that he has done for this planet and for everybody on it. But you know what the key to that is? You're sitting out there, and a couple people recently have asked me about, Hawk, what do you mean when you say that Steve Quayle made it okay for you to come back to Jesus? Because Steve presented it in a way straightforwardly. And to let me know that no matter what things that you've done or that you thought you were beyond the pale, or you thought that you were backslid so far that you couldn't come out of the hole, or you thought that you were so far gone, like somebody asked me with a very famous name. You know who you are. It's a famous name, but I'm not going to say it or give a hint at it either. But all that Steve did was to avail me to reintroduce the idea to me that if I would repent to Lord Jesus or our Father in heaven and ask Lord Jesus to come into my heart to be my Savior, that he in fact would do that and start to wash me clean. And that was starting way back in the 90s when I first started listening to Steve Quayle. So when I say it made it okay, it's because somebody is giving you the straightforward option for the best deal in town, my brother. And also I'll talk in a minute to somebody in an audience that is indirectly in the audience, but I'm just going to mention it because it will hit a lot of different people. So to my man with the famous name, just no matter what you are, get somewhere where you can be private and repent of your sins. Confess your sins to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, I am a sinner. This is the things I've done. I think I'm beyond your help, but yet I've been urged to ask you and to repent of the items and things that I've done and the transgressions and the sins that I've committed. And then to ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior. And that you will do so and start to wash me clean. And that's the deal. It's a straightforward, honest opportunity for anybody out there. That is why Lord Jesus was sent by our Father in heaven onto the planet, was to give people the opportunity to follow and worship and believe on him. And if you do so and you repent of your sins and you ask him to be your Savior, come into your heart, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. If you lose your life on this planet fighting in the war against the evil or whatever it is, you die in the famine or the pestilence, or you're too close to the earthquake and you go in the hole, or the volcano blows, or the power grid goes out because it's been knocked out in war or sabotage, and something happens to where you're to lose your life. Well, you really don't lose your life, because you will have everlasting life with Jesus in heaven. And let me read it to you a little bit also from Luke 21. Which is also the red letters. And yes, there are other things beside what Jesus says in the Bible. Plenty of preachers talk about them. I was told that the Lord Jesus would like to have his things told and to have more of a focus on Jesus rather than on other people in the Bible or apostles. And if you go to Luke 21, he says much the same thing. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions. Be not terrified, for these things must come first to pass, but the end is not by and by. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Fearful sights. How would you like to see a 10 or 12 foot giant walking down the street, or a 8 foot, 9 foot tall fallen angel who can zap you from, at 100 paces? That is, if you do not have the backing of the true Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus. How would you like to see an alien claw come around the corner at you from some kind of space alien pond scum of the devil? But before all of these, Jesus says, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, he says. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But listen, people, listen up out there. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Oh, man, there it is. So on the one hand, verse 16 of Luke 21, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. Some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. You see, if you're with Lord Jesus, if you repent of your sins and ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior, and he starts to wash you clean, and he's working on you, and you're starting to feel him, and all of that is starting to come about, and you're changing. It could be slowly. You could have deep debt, in terms of the amount of faces you have on you, or the amount of sin you've committed. But what he's saying is, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Now, if you're going to give your soul up to Lucifer or one of his henchmen or something, or maybe you're going to worship today in District of Columbia the new Messiah, Fauci, as the mayor. Bowser, isn't that a great name? Whoop, whoop. Bowser of D.C. declared today the Fauci Day in District of Columbia. You can't make this stuff up, people. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring. Verse 25. And men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This is a big war, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lucifer and all of his fallen angels and all the demonics and all of the alien pine scum and those that have aligned themselves and perhaps 200 million soulless warriors from the Red China ready to come out. And I'm going to tell you, it says it's going to shake heaven, all right? That's because it is. So you need to prepare for those things. Now, let me run down against some items right now that's kind of interesting. It tells you how we are in war already. I've been discussing it with you for years. Of the recent years, you remember we had the Spetsnaz and all the train derails. The fertilizer plant in Texas blowing up. The tank farms in Louisiana on the way down to the Geismar in that area, you know. The stuff that blew in Houston area in the past year or two. The chemical plants, the raw material, what do you call it? The recycling plants, the refineries, and all the different things that have blown and caught on fire, exploded. You can put into all of that other train derailments. You can put into that aircraft falling out of the sky. You can put into that, going back a little bit further, all of the Arleigh Burke-class destroyers being knocked out of the box with electromagnetic weapons. After the Houston explosion of some of the refineries and the chemical plants, remember how the next week I would come back and tell you? Well, isn't this interesting? In Shanghai or in this place over here, this city in China, isn't it amazing that a chemical refinery or a refinery blew up and exploded, all right? It's tit for tat. This has been war. So you've got a scenario where we now have what? Train derailment in Washington State near what, Custer? Oil train derailed. And it's right at a spot where they caught some people trying to do sabotage back a while ago. And then in the same time frame, very close, I think it was either the same day or even just slightly prior, we had a propane truck loaded with huge amounts of propane in Queens, New York. And somebody cuts the driver off, and it flips the truck and explodes and blows up in huge flames. That's a sabotage deal, ladies and gentlemen. And then we have in Taiwan the hydroxychloroquine plant, the plant that produces hydroxychloroquine, one of the most still possible effective treatments for COVID, for the SARS, novel SARS virus number 2, and 1, and for the COVID-19, as you call it now, that for some reason, somebody wanted to blow that plant in Taiwan. It's one of 2 major plants that produces it in the world. Well, I'll tell you what, that tells me I maybe want to try to do some things to get some hydroxychloroquine. If you're in other countries, you can go buy it. Just buy it straight out at the pharmacy. But I'll tell you what, it don't sound too bad, you know, if you can't get the other stuff. And I'm not really a fan of taking this mRNA vaccines, you know. It's going to change your DNA structure. And there's all kind of stuff, but I'm not going to go into depth in it. Look up the various discussions about these vaccines. And that's going to be up to you to make the choice. lot of people don't like it because there is a stem line, in terms of cells, of a murdered male Caucasian baby. An aborted fetus, of course, they would say. But that's not a good, excuse me, that is not a good thing. And then there's talk about the possibility, or allegedly, Lucifer rays, allegedly, something that will form in your body, a chemical that's organic that will then form like an organic chip to give you an identification mark, identification mark, that also can be allegedly accessed externally from the body and frequencies put into it like a chip. So you're going to have to look at all that yourself and decide what's going on. I remember my mother taking the swine flu vaccine back in the 70s. And she almost died. She came very close to dying. We had to go into the hospital with her and everything. And she came back and lived to be a ripe old age. But I'm going to tell you, she doggone near died from that. I don't want to take a vaccine, because I want to stick around here and work on behalf of Lord Jesus and strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant of what is to come and how they may want to be able to prepare. Now, let me give you another one out of this package. Very, very interesting. You've got Camp Pendleton burning, man, burning like you can't believe. Now, a lot of that stuff is scrubland, brushland, that kind of stuff in Pendleton. Why don't they take, let me ask them this question. Why don't you put together some big long hoses and pump seawater onto the fire? Maybe the seawater percolates down, you know, through your half desert, percolates down, and maybe becomes fresh water at some point. But the fact of the matter is, it's burning at a precise time that's kind of interesting. And you know that the Red Chinese hate the Marine Corps because of what was done during the Boxer Rebellion. And also, they sure as heck hated them when they tried to kill them all off at the Frozen Chosen, all right? And they came out of the hills surrounding those guys on the road, the Marines, and the Marines kept fighting and fighting and were dying by the bushel load, but they held their ground and they fought and they got through the Frozen Chosen. And then there's Pork Chop Hill and a lot of things and all the trumpets. All that crap. Truman should have went pop on that one too. You wouldn't have all this trouble at this point. Kaboom! But that did not occur because it was a police action. So the Chinese don't like the Marines, and they don't like them sitting right there with their training base and the 1st Marine Division sitting right there, or in their expeditionary ships ready to go with a bunch of aircraft carriers and a bunch of ships right there and across the bay, and a lot of SEALs there as well, all right, at the Coronado. The Red Chinese don't like that. They would just like to come on in and settle down and take nice California girls as wives after they send all the husbands and boyfriends and all the old people and stuff into the meat market grinders to make Soylent Green, you see. This is an era where we're going to see stuff. And I'm going to predict what I'm going to tell you what I think we're going to see. I do not think that the Republic is necessarily, I think those elections in Georgia may have already been stolen by the advanced votes. By the advanced voting again. And they did not take steps really to set it all up. They're taking steps or trying to set it up for the next election, but not this one. So I fully expect to possibly see civil war in the United States, war with the Red Chinese and the Russians, war also with Iran, and the Gog-Magog war flaring up. But at the same time, if you go look right now, look tonight, and you look at Mimic, okay, the Mimic is back. Traffic. Take it down a piece of paper. traffic.ssec.wisc.edu. And then what you're looking for is Mimic dash TPW version 0.2M. Mimic TPW version 0.2M is now back in full glory, apparently. And I've been watching a little while, and thanks to old Clarkie somewhere telling me about that. Old Clarkie. And if you look at it, and I'm looking at North America, and Brother Quayle sent me a weather screen off a weather reporting site a day or so ago that looked at it had like a three-horned or three-toed or three-fingered claw of an alien hand that was like dragging all of the stuff out of the Canadian air masses in through Minnesota and across in the line of storms, is not going against the East Coast. And it looked just like a three-toed claw, okay? Now, as I'm looking at the North American domain on what I just told you, traffic.ssec.wisc.edu, and then you want to find the Mimic-TPW. All right. Version 0.2M. And as I look at North America, and I see coming up from what looks like to be South America from Antarctica, I see these big wraith, huge energy that I call wraith energy, because they look like individual clawed, demonic-looking things with faces or some kind of alien demonic beings or animal-type subjects that look like they're coming up from South America and going on up into the United States and North America. And then as you go around the globe, they're going in other places too. It's like this huge energy is coming out of Antarctica. That's an ancient type of energy, demonic energy, being controlled allegedly by the fallen angels. And there's like one giant spike coming up that's going right up through Mexico and in through West Texas, New Mexico, into Colorado. And then there's a wraith that looks like a you just need to go look at it because it's just incredible. But thank you, Clarky, for letting me up. I've been watching it to see if it come back, but I missed it today until you showed me. Thank you very much, brother. So we're about ready to go to war now. This whole deal, President Trump has vetoed the National Defense Authorization Act because, A, it doesn't have any kind of removal of the 230 clause or any kind of sanction against Big Tech, who Big Tech helped the Red Chinese, allegedly, and helped China Joe and Commissar Kamala and the New World Order crowd, including the CIA, the DIA, the EIEIOs, the royal families, all of the Lucys, the Luciferians, to take away President Trump, to take away his victory in the election. However, this is not an easy thing to do. The way Lucifer has set this up is lose-lose. Lose-lose. And I don't know if there's going to be any big thing on January 6th or not. President Trump is a little bit cloudy, a little murky, and alluding to things that may just happen. But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know and can't read it exactly right. And I'm going to tell you, if you do the Insurrection Act, it'll be interesting to find out if anybody even obeys his command. And once he lets that out of the bag, then you're going to see different factions go at it in the military. And we ain't just talking about bayonets and 223s and, you know, machine guns. We're talking about gunships and missiles and tanks and, you know, that kind of thing, and fast movers, you know. And it depends on whose side which one is on. And you've got a declaration of a insurrection that's a martial law. Well, then that can go against all things. And then if it flips or switches in midstream, then that means they'll come right away. They'd be coming for the firearms, the guns of the United States. You say, well, Hawk, there's 200 men, bugga, bugga, bugga. Well, that's true. But they got a hell of a lot of Hellfire missiles. And you better believe it's not going to be some kind of a Civil War musket deal, you know. It's going to be hiding in spider holes and underground and getting hit by stuff you can't believe. It's going to be the Red Chinese running in, the Spetsnaz Sambos, and the hundreds of thousands of Red Chinese spies, troops, college students, scientists, and all of the people they bought in Congress, in the House of Representatives, the Senate, the state houses, the governorships, the Supreme Courts, the district courts, all the different stuff. And also inside the military. You remember back in 2004, I was telling you about information how the Red Chinese were working with certain people. They started working with people back then in Florida to get them in to the highest levels of the DHS and different places. And also that they were sending Red Chinese naval students to the Naval Academy and different service academies. And then because of that, they were flying the Chinese flag at an equal level with the U.S. flag. So I'm not going to tell you to go to D.C. I'm going to tell you to watch and decide and take it to the Lord in prayer. Because if that goes down, if you're sitting in Austin, Texas, or if you're sitting in Rochester, Minnesota, or you're in Kansas City, Kansas, or you're in Prairie Village, or wherever you're at, or in Chicago, or if you're in Alleghenies in Pennsylvania or New York, it's going to be going down everywhere. And then at that point, ladies and gentlemen, it all becomes local. It all becomes local. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. I thank you for all the years that I've been on with you, and I hope we could be on some more. And I pray that Lord Jesus will extend this time a little bit more for us, perhaps, so that we might prepare even better. So that there might be a little time that can be stretched or paused or lengthened as only the Lord can do. But I'm not counting on that. And I will tell you that you need to continually to methodically prepare as best you can. And one of the things that a lot of people, hey, it was snowing in Atlanta today. Snowing in Atlanta in December. Kind of unusual. Iguanas falling out of trees in the Tampa Bay area. Mickey Lapua, let's hope no iguana falls and knocks your sight, your optics out of whack, you know. But I know you'll defend against that. But it's going to be in the 30s, apparently, in the Tampa Bay area. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You ought to be thinking about warmer clothing. And if an ice age, a mini ice age, comes on, or if it's a longer ice age, but at the same time, you can have Antarctica ice melting and other things going on and the climate changing. Not because the cows farted in Brazil or in Texas or Kansas, or not because of the hogs in Iowa or North Carolina or Illinois. Maybe in Puerto Rico, because they got the Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs are overrunning Puerto Rico. Well, I'll tell you what, I would say puerco for supper, lunch, and breakfast, you know. That's all they got to do. Get some, make you some spam, you know what I mean? Some bacon. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be the Wild Weasel. The Wild Weasel is running. Casey Jones is on them tracks with the hopped up, souped up steam engine. But he's also running that thing at full blast, putting the coal to her. I mean, he's putting the coal and the wood into the furnace, heavy, and running it fast. He's running down the road. But he's got the throttle all the way wide open, and he's drinking moonshine and taking methamphetamine at the same time. And he's double-gangered himself. He's cloned himself. And now we got about 13 trains all rolling to the same junction at 120, 30 miles per hour. Okay? Wide open. Full loads on. Casey Jones hammering it down. So I'm going to tell you what. You better listen to what Lord Jesus had to tell you. Also, in Matthew 25, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. They're talking about, in earnest, the power grid being knocked out by sabotage, or they've even come up, the FBI's come up with a new group of white supremacists, of course. Of course, the FBI has been running every Klan group, every white supremacist group. The FBI has been running it. And if it ain't the FBI, it's been the ATF running it, because half of the ATF are the Klan, okay? And so you got all the crooks in the federal government, crooks, crooks in the FBI, crooks in the ATF, crooks in the Justice Department, crooks in the CIA, crooks in the EIEIOs and the no suches and all of them, Luciferians and crooks. And this thing is hellward bound, let me tell you. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're with him and he's with you, then what does he tell you that you can do? What's he tell you? Well, one of the things he tells you is, and generally says, if you got the faith of mustard seed, you tell the mountain to move, and the mountain will move. He also tells you that he gives you dominion or power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. All right. And then in John 14, and I want you to read this to your children tonight. And you go to about verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That's a marvelous gift, if you understand it and can read it. He also tells you, and I will skip over here just a bit, but read the rest of it. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will, listen to this, and will manifest myself to him. You want to see the Lord Jesus? There it is right there. What a marvelous opportunity. And oh, for all the women out there whose husbands have not come along and not been saved yet, and you do not believe, and maybe would rather play golf or just go hunting or go out drinking or whatever it is they do, you see, race their cars or climb the mountains or whatever. But I will tell you right now, Lord Jesus, I pray specifically or the spouse of a nurse somewhere out there. Maybe in higher altitudes. I don't know exactly where. And I pray that her husband will see the light and that he will become convicted in the ideas and the love and the fact that Lord Jesus is the only thing that's going to get you out of this mess and to save you. He can keep you from going to hell and get you to heaven. Repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. It's the best deal in town. And Lord, will you go and specifically touch that one person I'm thinking about and others that are in the same scenario or situation? Let them get down on their knees tonight and let them repent of their sins and be sincere and to ask you into their heart, Lord Jesus. In your name, I pray for them tonight and for all of those that have an illness or a health challenge or cancer or a heart problem or any kind of a thing out there, the COVID. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to them all right now and that you will touch them, Lord. You will touch those people out there right now. Touch them and restore them back to health with a miracle, a medical miracle. Yes, you can pray for healing, people, but healing takes time. If you would like to see a miracle happen, then pray to the Lord Jesus in his name, and his name is Jesus, pray to him in his name and ask him for a medical miracle and to restore you to more optimum health right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I think about all the people across the planet, and I think about the Montagnards in Indochina. And one more time, I'm going to give out this address. This is to get Bibles in the language and dialects of the specific mountain tribes. Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Shan States, Burma. And this is from the Nunamakers. The Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie, God bless them. 50 years they've labored at this. Send them $10, $20, $1,000, $1,000,000, cash, check, money order, whatever. Send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. And right on there, attention, Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunamaker Bible Project, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll tell you what, anything will be most welcome, and they will get it to some people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus. Oh, man, can you imagine being in a stable with the straw there and the animals and the shepherds outside peeking in, and then all of a sudden, you get these guys in coming up on camels, the wise men, the three wise men coming out of nowhere with magnificent gifts. You look up and see gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You look up to see how much that would have cost you back then and what it cost you back then, what that would be in today's money. Just incredible. Just incredible. So the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that Lord Jesus was set down by his Father in heaven, our Father in heaven. And you should read that story tonight too. But at the same time, pay attention to what Lord Jesus told you to watch out for, and how already we're in the beginning of sorrows, much as his land was in a time of war and rebellion and guerrilla warfare against the Romans and all kind of stuff, because they were occupied. And I'm going to tell you what, don't go into anybody's Luciferian night without a fight. The commandment is thou shalt not murder. But in a war scenario, to defend your house, your family, they come for you, or if something invades this country, you have the right to fight, okay? You have the right to defend yourself. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. That's Psalm 144:1. Okay? And isn't it interesting? I'm seeing here now that I saw Fauci get vaccinated on his left arm, allegedly, with his sleeve up and all that. And now apparently he's claiming he got it in his right arm. What did he get? What didn't he get? If you haven't read it, you should read naturalnews.com and take a look at it. Situation update, December 24th. Pence fails. Options collapsing. D-class priority. So apparently, Mike Pence surprised no one yesterday by proving to be a total coward, refusing to issue a letter to the states in which overwhelming fraud has occurred, wherein Pence could have ordered them to submit legitimate electoral votes to Congress. Instead, he remains silent, effectively stabbing Trump in the back. Once Trump achieves a second term, he should demand Pence's resignation, according to this article, and replace him with someone who's willing to actually fight for America. So this stuff is getting to be really interesting. And here is the Health Ranger talking here. First option of declassification still appears to be the most viable, short of invoking the Insurrection Act or declaring martial law, which is likely to take place, he says, after January 6th, unless things move to a contingent election. December 24th situation update is better below. Here are the highlights. Bill Albarr exits the DOJ, one less swamp creature at the helm. Well, he's still in charge and still at the helm. He's just not the Attorney General. He's the CIA, I've been telling you, from the very time he was brought in, who Bill Barr was. I read all about it to you. Pence fails to act, proving he also betrayed Temp and the nation. GOP party emerging as a party of traitors. Powerful anti-GOP movement is forming among Trump supporters. Trump vetoes the NDAA, which also contains, apparently, a hidden provision to nullify the Insurrection Act. Tricky, isn't it? 5,500 pages. Congress will need to reconvene to attempt to override Trump's veto. Karl Rove, a feckless rhino, they also call him Fart Blossom because he's probably more inclined to have that part of his body used by others back in the old White House days. A Bush holdover calls Sidney Powell a conspiracy theorist for her truthful statements about election fraud. Trump publicly calls for the DOJ to appoint a special counsel to investigate election fraud. Pence publicly states, we're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out, but then he stops fighting and allows illegal votes to count. Jeffrey Prather hints at Chris Miller's DOD team, Department of Defense, maybe have intentionally leaked bad intel to the Biden transition team to see if they passed it to the Chinese Communist Party. Biden's team may already have been caught in an act of treason. Oh, boy. Speculation that patriots may begin to mount an uprising against tyranny around January the 9th. Well, I'll tell you what. Keep your powder dry and keep your eyes peeled as to what's going on. The greatest thing they could all hope to do is that everybody runs to one spot, you see. And then they just bring in the helicopter gunships, which I told you last week were already practicing in Zephyr Hills, northeast of Tampa there, northeast of Tampa, Zephyr Hills, and the Blackhawks are doing touch-and-go landings and practicing for war, all right? On the other hand, Miles Guo, a Chinese guy, reveals that Hunter Biden's sex tapes, pedo tapes, and Joe Biden's Chinese Communist Party financial bribery documents have all been handed to Trump. So I'm going to tell you what, you got to go read that and listen to the podcast at Brideon. It's a Health Ranger at naturalnews.com. Update for the 24th. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen, the wild weasel's running. Say what, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the Lucys? And I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be. Send it to Hawk. A check, that's fine. Send it to Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And much thanks to all those who have kept me in the game. God bless you. You know who you are. I can't read out every name tonight or anything like that. And I've tried the best I can to where I have an email, to send an email to thanks. But if I forget somebody, then understand it's not because I don't love you or I'm not thankful for you. I just will try to get back to all the good people. B and E of B, you know. The old Worn Soul Drive crew. God bless you. And out there, I know it's very, very interesting for a whole lot of young people. Lil and the Road and Track. To Mom and Daddy. May you have a wonderful Christmas Eve and a nice Christmas day. Old Captain K, Old North Dallas, the Buffalo Gals. RG, Scholar of Temecula, Big Mac, Dunlap Byway, all kind of places. All kind of Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. By any men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the United States and the of Lord Jesus. That thing over your side, know you're ready in old mix the pool. Vicky, watch out for them falling to quantum, Vinny. Keep your eye in the opposite. Road and Track. Take care of your family. Say hi to Mom and Dad.